When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
My name is Bob the Drag Queen.
And I'm Money Exchange.
And this is Sibling Rivalry.
On today's episode, we find out what made Monet say this.
Man, these motherfucking niggas stay trying to scare me.
And we find out what made Bob say this.
What, are you gonna rat me out? The statute of limitations already up, Mom.
Hello, hello, hello. RuPaul enter the workroom.
This is, you do, oh, is this your RuPaul emoji?
No, that's my Monet emoji.
Is that you said hello, hello, hello. So I can see this being very, very RuPaul though.
You think what?
This could be, if you had some freckles, this would be a RuPaul emoji.
Yeah, but it doesn't have freckles. Oh, there she goes.
You know that feeling when you have a Snapchat filter on and the filter goes off and you're like, whoop.
Girl, I've been there plenty of times.
And you'd be like, I guess that is how I look. Is there something about, I mean, maybe we're getting into the topic too soon, but is there something about filters that, like, make you not like the way you look anymore?
No, I think I still like how I look. Filters are just fun, and it kind of just, like, a sign of the times, I feel. I feel like filters are going to go away, and people are going to want to look like what the camera's actually, like, stuff like that comes and goes all the time. It's just trends. Well,
I also feel like, in terms of pictures, we look better in videos than we do in pictures. Like a picture that's untouched. Like a picture is just like not forgiving.
Yeah, a picture that I can't, but also drag is just so different. Like drag is just, you are literally having like dark smudges on your cheeks. You have like dark lines on your nose. So like drag is just not conducive to like still photos without retouching.
I mean, we may have gotten into the topic too soon. So let's just, backtrack for a second and
why?
Talk about the, well, I mean, we normally catch up and say, hey girl, hey, before we get to the topic.
Well, that's not the topic. I mean, social media, I mean, that's, I guess that's part of social media, but I mean, I don't think filters, I don't think we're, I wasn't meaning to talk about filters, but you know.
Well, I just want to catch up with you for a little bit before we go into our topic.
But that's what you want to do. What about what I want to do?
If you don't want to catch up, you don't have to tell me anything about yourself. Let me tell you about myself then. How about that?
Okay, shoot. What happened to you?
Well, I moved to Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
I went to a drive-in movie.
Oh, what movie was it?
It was Bad Hair.
The Chris Rock movie?
No, you're thinking Good Hair.
Good Hair, yeah.
Which is a very old movie and is certainly not in theaters.
But drive-thrus are doing old movies. That's kind of like, that's been like the thing. Drive-thrus are doing like older movies. They're not necessarily doing new blockbuster hits.
Is I don't know if what you're saying is particularly true. Every drive-thru I've ever seen, we saw. Every drive-thru movie I've ever saw, we saw a current movie. So like the first, this one we saw Good Hair, which is that movie featuring Vanessa Williams.
Bad Hair or Good Hair? Which one is it?
Bad Hair.
You just said Good Hair.
You caught me. Hands up, don't shoot. Jay Farrow. Oh,
trivializing the black struggle sounds just about white.
Well, I'm really close to black people, so I feel like, you know, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Some of my best friends, my mom is black, actually. I
don't know. Is she?
Yeah, no. My mom is black. My dad's black. My brother's black.
No, you are a liar. Shut up.
Anyway, So it was, you know, the movie, Vanessa Williams, Jay Farrow, Laverne Cox is in this movie.
It's with like, it's like the hair that's like eating people. It's like an evil.
It's
hair.
A haunted weave.
Right.
Yeah, like
yeah, this we saw the commercial for this together at your home.
Yeah, it's a haunted weave that goes around like drinking blood, and this girl, it's good. Nicole Byer was really great in it. She wasn't in it for long, but Nicole Byer was in it, and I was like, bitch, you better be in everything. She stay in something.
Yeah, Nicole Byer's the new Dex.
I'm
in everything, girl. If you don't know who Dex is, Dex is the heavyset dude. He's in a lot of dancing videos. I mean, he was in the Rihanna Fenty video. He was in Eureka's Watch Out for the Big Girl video. He's in Bob's Yet Another Dig.
Dex most importantly, he was in Yet Another Dig.
You know what? You're right. He probably has that at the top of his resume. I was in Bob the Drag Queen's Yet Another Dig. Make sure you hire me.
Probably. How you think you got to Fenty?
Right. Yeah. Listen, I agree.
Stick your tongue out in this emoji is so funny to me.
I'm sticking my tongue out right now.
No, you're not, Monet.
Yes, I am. I think I'm sticking my tongue out. Also, you have a very fat tongue. That's why it registers so quickly. Before, right. Bitch, you think about putting your tongue out. Your emoji's like.
Also, I want to tell you, okay, everyone's wondering why we have emojis. I'm not going to tell you. Maybe I will tell you why. Make sure Mitch cuts out anytime the emoji glitch. I'm having a moment. I'm very stressed out. My face is going bananas right now. So I'm having issues with my face. So I am stressed beyond belief. I've moved across the country.
And the Atlantic Sea.
You're going across the Atlantic Sea pretty soon.
Yes, but this is about you. Continue.
I want to talk about your, like, what are you going to do? Where are you going to live in London?
I'm living in a flat right in Covent Garden.
Oh, bitch, I'm Covent Garden.
I'm living in, like, London city center proper. I'm very excited.
You're going to be very close to my friend, Tamer.
Oh, Tamer lives in Covent Garden?
Very close. Very, very close.
I should hit Tamer up. Tamer was really nice when I met him for DragCon.
He's absolutely lovely. Really beautiful. Just... I mean, super stylish. Like, he's amazing. He's everything. But anyway, I feel like adjusting to living in LA has been interesting because, like, I don't know.
Refuse to get a car?
I don't refuse to get a car. I have to get a driver's license first.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The driver's license. I
haven't had a driver's license for years. So I'm still in the process of trying to get my driver's license.
Do you think you're going to be a good driver?
I already am a good driver. I'm not going to be learning how to drive. I'm going to be getting a driver's license.
So you're assuming that you were a good driver when you had a license?
I was a good driver. I got a great score on my driving test.
That doesn't mean you're a good driver. I got a great score. Naomi got a great score on her driving test. According to you, she's the worst driver
wouldn't Naomi ever take about her driving test?
Huh?
If I call Naomi right now, she'll confirm that she got a great score.
Yes.
But no, I got a great score on my driving test and I have a pretty clean driving record.
What's pretty clean?
I got into one accident.
Oh, I've never gotten into an accident, not even once. Okay, was it your fault or their fault?
Well, you know, being in an accident doesn't mean it's your fault.
I'm asking you, was it your fault or was it their fault?
It was their fault. I got T-boned.
You got T-boned on the side. But were you making a right-hand turn? They ran into you? How did this accident happen?
I was pulling out of the street that I lived on. What are you, a fucking cop?
Parallel parked or were you reversing?
Who gets T-boned while parallel parking? I mean, if so.
You said your car could be parked and someone could run into you. That's one thing. But you said you were pulling out. So you were pulling out of your parking spot, like reversing?
No, not. I was pulling onto the street. I was pulling onto the street and then the cars were like, you know what happens when the cars like stop to give the area leeway? And I was there and then I was pulling out and then the lady was like, oh, the path is clear. And then I turned and then she hit me.
It's not like your fault, but we're going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Continue.
Anyway, I didn't have to pay any tickets or anything. I was completely on my entire, my driving record is actually literally squeaky clean. I have no tickets, no infractions, no moving infractions. I don't have a parking ticket. I'm like you, queen of parking tickets.
Do you remember that time when you stole my car?
Yeah.
Well, that's funny. Work. You know that time when you broke the law and drove my car without a license?
No, I had a license at the time. At the time, I didn't have a license.
No, you did not have a Bob. I literally was screaming. You was like, and you were like, well, Nate, it's fine. I just went down the block. And I was like, that's not how that works.
Well, it was fine. I did go down the block. And what are you going to rat me out? The statute of limitations already up, Mom.
Don't know that.
Yeah, it's 7 years.
That was not 7 years ago. That was not in 2013.
At least. Are you going to rat me out?
I would absolutely rap you. I would call my brother. He gonna get that ass together.
You heard right now, Monet thinks that all cops are glorious. That she's gonna rap me out to the cops. Monet's gonna report a black man to the cops in 2020. Wow.
I don't know what you're looking at. I'm looking at a beautiful black lady. And I'm talking about the one in the blue sweater. Look at how pretty she is.
You're so ridiculous. All right. Oh, my God. I realize now at this moment that we don't have Jacob to tell us to wrap it up. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up, and then we'll be right back.
Well, to be fair, Jacob been trying to tell you to wrap it up, but you be trying to be raw dogging.
Oh, my God. We'll be right back.
Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, stank, stunk, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring. It was gray. It was looking crazy. And I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
now,
back
I was watching my poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they serve millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls Food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code RIVALRY to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
All right, Monet, have we never, in like all of our episodes, have we never done an episode about social media?
We've done stuff about like influencers and stuff
what
like that.
What have we said about influencers?
We talked about James Charles and how he was fake crying.
Oh, you mean like specific influencers?
Yeah.
Why do you keep saying influencers?
And we did the whole Jeffree Star thing. We did one about influencers.
Wait. We can't just, why do you keep saying influencers?
I'm not, influencers.
No, it's influencers.
No, you're literally changing it to make it sound right. You literally almost choked trying to say influencers. You literally almost choked on your words.
No, you're saying influencers.
I'm saying influencers.
The word is influence, not influence.
Bob, you do not say influence.
A lot of my influences were,
Influencers.
I can't tell. Okay, we need to stop. When I think of the word influence, I say influence, not influence.
Influence. My accent is on in. Influencers.
What accent are you perpetuating? Who speaks this way?
Me. That's how I say the word influencers.
But that's not how you pronounce
that. Is not true. That is not true. That is how you pronounce it. Influencers.
Mitch, am I crazy? Yeah, like my head is. Oh, Jacob has sent us a pronunciation of influencer. Here we go. You ready?
Influencer.
Thank you.
No, Monet, you're saying thank you without listen.
I heard it.
Influencer.
Influencer. The accent is on in.
Listen.
Influencer.
The accent is on in. That's what I've been saying. Influencers. Are you drunk?
No, you're saying influencer.
Bitch, are you drunk? I think this emoji has you fucked up.
No. I'm saying, okay, let me stop. Everyone stop.
You're saying influencers.
Say the word without the ER. What? Say the verb.
Influence.
Say it again.
Influence.
And I say influence.
No, it's not influence. The accent is, you're saying it wrong, bitch. The accent is not on flu.
I'm so upside down. I don't even know.
Bitch, you are upside down. You are Stranger Things season 4. You were in the upside down, mama. Mitch, you're under the influence.
Wait, some of my biggest. Who are some of your biggest influences? Not who are some of your biggest influences.
No, but you're saying, you're accenting flu. You're saying, who are some of your biggest influences? No one says that.
No, I'm saying, who are some of your biggest.
Bitch, you're about to influence out this goddamn window.
Okay, we're going to move on. I'm going to say this real quick. So some of my biggest influences.
Thank you.
Influence. Some of my biggest. Okay, you know what?
Maybe are you gonna admit that I was right and that you were ridiculous and wrong?
I don't even remember who. I don't know my name.
Sure, conveniently.
I don't know who you are, what I am.
Monet,
my emojis popping off.
Monet told me to shut my fat ass mouth. And what'd you do?
I shut my fat ass mouth.
Well, the reason why we are doing emojis today is because we're doing our topic today is social media, and we thought that this would be a cute little fun little doobity bop to do for our social media episode.
So I feel like, have you watched The Social Media Dilemma yet?
Say it again.
Have you watched The Social Media Dilemma?
No. Is this a Netflix movie?
It's not it is a Netflix movie. It is a documentary with a really weird kind of. I mean, beside the point, it's got a very strange narrative tied to it with this kid who's been influenced by an extreme political group, but they don't want to come off as leftist or rightist, so they call the group the extreme center, and then this kid ends up getting radicalized. But by getting radicalized, they just mean he goes to a rally and gets arrested. Like, they make it seem like he's going to be a school shooter, but he ends up going to a rally, and then he gets arrested, and his sister's like, don't go to that extreme center rally. And then he gets down there and they both get arrested and they're looking into each other's Caucasian eyes being like, this isn't supposed to happen to people like us.
Bitch, your emoji is fully a black Asian woman. Your eye.
What do you mean?
Your eye, you have the only cat eye, bitch.
This is how I draw my eyes in drag.
Sorry, go ahead. So he just gets arrested and they're like, he is radical. He is crazy, girl.
But that's not the point. It's actually a documentary with this weird little acting scenes thrown into it. The point of it is, it talks about how social media has affected people. It has increased the suicide rate in children and teens. It has, like, and it talks about how attention is actually the most plentiful resource and valuable resource on the planet.
I agree with that. I mean, that's when you like boil it down and you reduce it to its simplest form. Social media is about narcissism and attention.
Is it narcissism though?
It is. Posting your selfies and your pictures online for other people to like and give you instant gratification that you look good or that it's fierce or you turn that photo shoot out or that performance is fierce. That is rooted in narcissism. And I don't think all narcissism. God, now I'm you.
Narcissism. See, it gets hard. You get confused.
I think that all of that is rooted in narcissism. And I don't think all narcissism is bad.
Let's read the definition. You know me, I love to rip out a definition if we're going to talk about something. Excessive interest in or admiration of oneself and one's physical appearance. So, I mean, is thinking that you're pretty, does that make you a narcissist? Or does it give you high self, or does that mean you have high self-esteem?
I think that there's a bit of narcissism in it, but I don't think that narcissism is necessarily bad. Like, Dionysus was not an evil Greek god, but
somebody went to a prestigious college, busted up the Greek mythology over here.
But Dionysus overindulged in his narcissism.
But when Icarus flew too close to the sun,
which made him flawed and a bad guy.
What about Achilles' heel?
Oh my god. So I think that we all have a bit of narcissism in us. I mean, I don't think it's bad. I think work.
Another thing in it, like, hey, let me tell you something I realized recently. Have you ever gone live on TikTok?
No, I've never gone live on TikTok, no.
Okay, just yesterday I just randomly was like, let me go live on TikTok. I've never gone live on TikTok. Let me just see what's popping going live on TikTok. And I was on there, and I had like 200 people. I don't have as big a following on TikTok as I do on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So I have I can check. I don't have to guess because I have all of my
information. Can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
210K.
299.7. So I have almost 300,000.
Where?
I'm 300 away from 300,000. And so when I was live, I started seeing these emojis popping up on my screen, like little emojis. And I was like, what are these little emojis? Monet, they were giving me money.
Really?
In the live. And I said, what is this? And everyone was like, girl, this is money. And I was like, wait, you guys are giving me money right now? And they're like, yeah, we're giving you money. And they started giving me all this money. And I kept being like, what's going on? I don't even know what's going on. When it was all said and done, I made $45.
Wow.
Going live. And I also joined the TikTok. Have you joined the TikTok Creator Fund yet?
No, I've not joined it.
So I've joined the TikTok Creator Fund, and I made some money. It's not like bukus and bukus of money, but what I'm looking at is certainly enough money to buy myself food for a week or two. And I mean, actually, is it tacky if I share how much I've made on TikTok Creator Fund? Or is that interesting?
I think it's interesting. I think that people who don't have a blue check mark and people who don't know what that all means, I think they'll be curious about it.
Okay, since October 2nd, I have made $139.51 on TikTok.
Wow. And that's just creating little videos.
And it's just me doing stuff that I was, by the way, already doing. I was doing this stuff anyway. I was already making videos. And then I started thinking to myself, is Instagram, like, should they be paying us?
Oh, Instagram absolutely should be paying us.
Because YouTube pays us. Yeah. And Instagram and TikTok pays us. But Facebook does pay. You have to sign up for the program, but you can't get paid through Facebook if you have a pro account. But so far, Instagram and TikTok are the two that are like, nah, we good.
Well, and, you know, Instagram and Facebook are run by the same per people.
But you get paid from Facebook. Facebook pays you. Instagram does not. Twitter does not pay. Twitter and Instagram are the two big ones. Oh, I think the big ones are Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. Those are the
and Triller.
And Triller. Yes, my name. I mean Triller.
Wow. Triller ambassador. Shade and Triller.
I did not shade Triller. Triller paid me. But I'm saying, like, out of the five big ones, two of them don't pay you. And I'm like, I think that Instagram should be paying us.
I think, well, I mean, Instagram paid me, honey. But I think there is...
I'm not talking about getting paid for doing Instagram from
other... I've been paid
to do Instagram from other stuff, but Instagram has not paid me.
I'm sure there are ways to get paid to monetize your...
No, you cannot monetize your... You cannot monetize your Instagram.
Have you checked? Have you tried?
Yes, you cannot monetize your Instagram. Like, that's... You can make money from Instagram by doing, like... I have been paid to post on Instagram by third parties, but I have not had Instagram itself pay me.
Did Vine pay people? You used to Vine back in the day.
No, Vine did not pay people.
Vine was like the first of their kind.
And TikTok probably pays some, like, I'm sure that when TikTok makes an ad, it probably pays those people that are in the ads. And I'm sure that when Twitter makes an ad, but as far as I know, you have to pay, like, if you want to promote something on Instagram, you pay for that.
Well, what's his name? Jason Derulo, he gets paid like $75,000 per TikTok post. But to be fair, each one of his gets like millions and millions of views.
Well, that's also probably not from the TikTok Creator Fund, but from being an ambassador for TikTok.
Yeah, he's an ambassador, but I'm saying TikTok is paying him. But also, if you, with your 300,000 followers, Jason Derulo, who has, I'm sure, upwards of 10 million followers, and you made $139 from October 2nd, imagine what he's making.
I mean, let's see how many followers Mr. Derulo has.
He gets millions of views per post. It's probably what that money is how many views you're getting per post.
Jason Derulo. Do you listen to his music?
Girl, the only song I know by Jason Derulo is the song that says, Jason Derulo, and I don't even think that's his
song.
That's
literally all of his songs. I'm not being funny, Monet. His whole thing is he says his name in all of his songs. He goes, Jason Derulo.
See, I didn't even know that.
He has 38 million followers, and most of his videos, let's see, 1 million, 1.4 million, 4.7 million, 10.3 million, 3.1 million, 49.5 million, 10 million. Yeah, he's getting a lot of views on this stuff. I mean, but I'm sure that he's getting paid again as an ambassador, not as a TikTok.
He's probably getting both. He's probably getting ambassador and creator fund.
And he's probably got fucking stock in the company and fucking... you know, gets to make out with the owner of TikTok. Like, obviously, he's nailing it. Like, he's got it all figured out. Like, he's...
Which social media platform do you find yourself using the most? I think it's for you. I think it's a tie between Instagram and Twitter for you.
Well, okay, it's two things. One, I use... It's an ebb and flow. It goes up and down with different ones. I have been TikTok crazy lately. I don't know what I'm going through. But I've been using a lot of TikTok lately because, you know what?
You think you're young, but you're old as hell.
That is not what it is. I don't know why I think that the sense of humor over on TikTok is really funny to me. I like the way that people on TikTok kind of like, I don't know, the vibe of TikTok is just fun. And it seems like Instagram is just much more professional. Instagram is like, look at us. We're Instagrammers. Like, we...
Not now with Reels. Reels is kind of bringing that down a little bit.
Yeah.
My filter, bitch. Get out the camera.
I have not used Reels yet.
You did.
But have I?
Your shoe transformation, girl.
Oh, yeah. I guess I did post one Reel. How many? No, I posted on TikTok.
You did it on Instagram, too, I'm pretty sure.
I didn't post it on Reels. I posted it right to my wall. Because the Reels can only be 15 seconds.
Do you consider Reddit social media?
Yeah. I mean, it is a bit of a social community. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I use Reddit. I check Reddit probably four times a day. Reddit is a great source for entertainment, for news, for fun.
I maybe look at Reddit maybe once a week. Well, you have to, because Reddit is not easy to navigate. The platform is not easy navigatable.
No, it is. You have to, it's like an old school forum. It's not like Facebook or TikTok. It's like an old school forum.
They need to evolve with the times.
What you do is you have to find a community that tickles you. There's probably an entire Sphinx cat community that you would log into on fucking Reddit and live your dreams. They'll be like, this is how I watch my cat. These are all the celebrity cats that we have on our page. There is a subreddit. There's probably 18 subreddits. There's probably one for kids who are from Bed-Stuy, Bensonhurst,
bitches from Bedside Bensonhurst, except the white motherfuckers that moved in there. I bet you one thing. The niggas I went to school with ain't on no Reddit subcommunity. I will bet you my last dollar in my heart.
There are black communities on Reddit. Reddit,
I know there are, but I know the niggas from Marine Park Junior High School are not in no Reddit subgroup.
You don't think it's no niggas on Reddit?
I'm friends with two of them on Facebook, and them motherfuckers are not on Reddit. So one, my friend, I'm not gonna say her name, but her last, I want to go on Facebook. I don't want to fuck up our thing. Her last Facebook post was, "Man, these motherfucking niggas stay trying to scam me. I'll show you, Bill motherfucker. I'll show you." Or something to that effect. I was like, what?
So are you gonna visit her in prison or what? Like, who the fuck are you hanging out?
I went to school with some very, very hood people, but honestly, I wouldn't trade it for the world.
I went to school with hood people too, but I just felt like they're probably on Reddit.
You used to be a very big Facebooker, but when you got up on Drag Race and got all uppity and stuff, you stopped using Facebook. You used to be a Facebooker at the house down booth.
I feel like we had a whole conversation about you calling me uppity. I feel like we had an episode about you calling me uppity, but I guess you're really leaning into it, huh?
Bitch, you're about to lean your fucking emoji off your face. What you about to do?
No, I was an avid Facebooker, but then, I don't know, I kind of like come and go with different social media platforms, and I use them, like, right now I'm using Instagram just a little bit less, even though I have a really big following on Instagram. But then also, during quarantine, I started Facebooking a lot because I started using my professional page. And we were doing Bob the Live Queen on Facebook once a week. And I was really in my Facebook page, like, growing and getting a lot of followers. I'm also back on YouTube. You and I are both back on YouTube. I've noticed that once I started YouTubing, you started YouTubing.
Well, you already know why we both started YouTubing, so don't act brand new for the camera. If you want me to spoil it for the viewers, I will. So don't act brand new.
Do you see my emoji looking you up and down?
No, Bob, I'm talking about...
Do it to me. Look me up and down. Do it to me. Oh, no, you're not doing it. Mine is doing it.
Isn't mine doing it?
Yes, doing it. That's okay.
I'm not talking about your personal Facebook with all the New Yorkers that made you popular and the ones who made your fucking career. That's what I'm talking about.
You are so messy. You are...
gets on TV, gets famous, forgets the people who used to come to Barracuda every Monday, who would come to Industry every Tuesday, who would come to the Monster every Sunday. You forget about it. Look at Jeremy back there. Jeremy is upset. He is angry.
I have to process myself so, because when you are such a little shit stirring ass. Tell Jeremy to shut the hell up. We have been. You are such a shit stirring little asshole. That is like, I was watching this video of these little siblings, and like it was this like little, it's like this little sister who was like bullying her older brother. And I was like, this is literally me and Monet. And they were in trouble, and she was explaining to her mom, and she was like, "Well," and I was minding my business, right? But then he came in here, and he was like, "Wait, mama, please don't get the flip flop." And then, and I was like, "Oh my god, that is literally me and this little hoe."
Wait, I hear a crackle in my kitchen, and I feel like Colleen jumped on my camera. And
is she cooking food? Wait, we think she cooking bacon?
She you jumped. Want some? I know, I got a cookie from Levain, and if that bitch is fucking chewing my bag, I will throw that cat out the window. I will destroy her life.
Go check.
I don't want to... Oh.
Colleen!
Oh, okay, no. I would be so mad. I want that cookie so bad.
I thought you were like, I heard a crackle. And if Colleen's not cooking bacon without me again. So right now, by the way, there's a cat in my home.
Oh, yeah. I heard about this. Is that why you're staying at Ezra's?
Well, I'm staying at Ezra because he has better Wi-Fi than I do. And my Wi-Fi at home is like crazy. I can't escape bad Wi-Fi. girl, it haunts me. And then But the cat's leaving today. But I've been existing in the, by the way, like, just like your cat, and also like animals in general, they just come to me. They like they, it's like they just really think I want to be in their presence, and they like come. Yeah. They just crowd around. I feel like Dr. Doolittle. I really do.
You are. You're Dr. Doolittle drag.
The cat follows me when I go to the bathroom. The cat is just sitting outside the bathroom door. The other day, I was in my room, and the cat was so. It had, by the way, the cat had the entire apartment. I gave the cat the whole apartment. And I said, I'm going to stay in this room. The cat is reaching under the door. You ever seen yes. A little cat paw under the door?
Colleen does that. She's like, meow, meow.
And I'm like, not this little cat is like on the other side fighting to get under the door. I'm like, why do you want to be on the side so bad?
I think you need to get a pet, Bob. I think Mother Nature is telling you that you need to be an animal mom.
There was these dogs crowding around me. I like dogs though.
But I just picture you walking down Sunset Boulevard and birds are following you. Dogs, cats, coyotes are coming out the woodworks. Girl, rats start trailing behind you. Like
a whale has surfaced and landed on and is not scooting not, down Cahuenga.
Not the deep. You better do it.
The deep, girl. Could you imagine? But anyway. What social media do you use the most?
I like to tweet. I still actively use my personal Facebook because I just feel, you know, so many people like who are obviously now there are a lot of people who aren't necessarily friends who just followed my personal page, which I don't know how you turn that off. I would like to find a way to turn off people being able to follow me on my, but I haven't figured it out. But yes, I use my boy face, my personal Facebook.
You make your page private.
Yeah, I haven't tried to do it, to be honest. Have you ever done that thing where you're, honestly, I was having this conversation with someone. Being a creative is so hard. It's A, you have so many things going on in your brain that you want to do. And then there's a whole list of things that you have to do. And then there's another list of things that you don't have to do, but you want to do. It's like constantly battling those three forces in my life, always.
That was not very well articulated.
Okay. I'm gonna say it again. As a creative, there's a list of things that you have to do, like pertinent things that you need to do for work.
Okay, column A, things I must do for work, like
right.
Do this makeup video, write this
right.
Book. That got it.
Right, that's the. Then there's a column of things that
column B.
Column B are like recreational things, like play Fortnite, take a walk on the block, and do my bike. Blah, blah, blah.
Got it.
And
so have fun, work out, enjoy life, go see a movie. Column B.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Column C, I don't know what's in column C, but it's other shit that you don't.
See, I was like, something about that did not sound right. I don't know what the fuck that was.
But it's constantly trying to balance these things and like.
That's not just creatives. Like if you're a lawyer, you just replace like all the creating content with like filing paperwork and ruining people's lives through your litigation.
But their brains are wired differently. Like they're like. They fucking get off going and researching this case. Da, 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 da. And I get off on doing creative things that for work that, as well. But like they like literally like are literally in their fucking chairs in their offices, in their library books, coming, reading about Joe versus Adams in 1947.
I don't know that all lawyers are into that kind of stuff as much as some are just like doing it. There is probably a commonality amongst lawyers because they have a shared experience.
Has anyone in LA told you that you have a New York accent?
I do not have a New
York accent. I know, but people, just because people know you from LA, they're like, oh, she got a New York accent. And people say to me all the time, I have a New York accent. I'm like, I fully don't.
You do have a New York accent. What do you call the stuff you drink that keeps you awake?
5 hour it's, energy?
No, it's brown. They sell it at bodegas.
Coffee.
Money. What do you call it?
Coffee.
Look at you trying hard. You're sweating. Money, you're Memoji sweating. You're trying so hard. To not say coffee. You say coffee.
Coffee.
I would say, can I get some black coffee?
You sound like a New Yorker.
No, y'all say coffee. I say coffee.
Okay, now you're fully fucking Sarah Jessica Parker. Coffee.
No, I say, can I get some black coffee? Do y'all sell coffee?
Bob, you don't even fucking drink coffee. So you're not asking for coffee.
But I still say the word, Monet. The word coffee has slipped through my vocab. If I'm at McDonald's, I say, when I go to McDonald's to get Jacob coffee, I say, Jacob, what kind of coffee do you want? What kind of coffee do you want? It's called the thought vowel. I did this whole thing about I was looking it up the other day, and it's called the thought vowel. And it's like New Yorkers, like Bernie Sanders has it really thickly. Donald Trump has it.
I love Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is cool, but I love hearing kids who can't say their R's. It is the cutest thing in the whole entire world.
Oh, like Bernie Sanders?
You know, when
Jacob was younger, he couldn't say his R's.
I think that is the cutest thing. I probably thought Jacob was a really cute kid.
Sometimes when Jacob gets really tired, he can't pronounce his R's. Like if it's late at night and we have to go to sleep, Jacob be like, I'm tired.
Does he really? Oh my God. Now you putting Jacob's business out there.
He'll be like, oh, I am so tired.
Does he really?
And I'd be like, you know. He does. He really does.
What Drag Race girls do you think have the best Insta and social media?
Ooh, this has been slipping and sliding, changing, because at one point Kim's Insta was like the only Insta. And I think because Kim honestly changed the game for Instagram for Drag Race. I firmly believe.
How so?
First of all, Kim, in my understanding, Kim was the first girl to document professionally every single one of her looks from the season with a photo shoot.
Oh, was she really?
Yes, she did. Kim documented every look she did with a photo shoot. And then it kind of just became like the thing. Like everyone started doing that thing. And Kim was like really only releasing photo shoots. And then Kim went on a kick where she was only releasing selfies. Like only her page was just her face, like here to here, only selfies. And then she went on a shoe kick, which are those hideous shoes Kim was wearing with the straps all over them for a while.
Girl, yes.
Those shoes. But I do think Kim changed the Instagram game, like it for drag queens anyway. Like girls don't, but also different platforms. Like I think that I genuinely think that Trixie has a great Twitter. Trixie's Twitter is really good. It's really funny. Really good. It's really engaging. Trixie and Bianca probably have the best Twitters.
Okay, I don't know about Bianca. I do not agree with that. Bianca just be no. Trixie has the best Twitter. No, honestly, I think you have a really good. I think my favorite drag girls Twitters to like watch and like see their posting are probably you and Trixie, and also Tatiana's is funny too. She be reposting the weirdest shit.
No, like, Tatiana's is a very aggressive, confrontational Twitter. Some nigga like to fight Twitter.
It is.
My Twitter. Sometimes I do really fun stuff on my Twitter. Like I was like, you remember when I was doing the gay army thing?
Oh my God! Yes, you went to this gay army.
It was great. People really. I mean, we got like dozens of thousands of votes and things. People were really interested. So every once in a while, me and my Twitter would do something really fun and engaging. And I think that Trixie does that too. And Bianca mostly just gives the fans what they want. She just mean to everyone. She drags conservatives and drag queens. Her favorite thing to do is find conservatives and drag queens and just tell them to wash their wigs or...
Oh my God, Bianca won't stop telling people. I'm like, Bianca, bitch, do you wash your wig. If I don't wash my wig, I don't need to wash my wig.
I mean, Bianca even tells Sasha to wash her wig, so she's going too far.
Yeah, I think you and Trixie have really good Twitters.
I think the best TikTok is, we can't even argue, we all know
Plastique Tierra.
I mean, Plastique's TikTok is...
Oh, she has, Plastique has like 14 million followers on TikTok.
Okay, if we're gonna talk about social media, we need to talk about the forbidden social media.
The what?
The forbidden social media.
Forbidden? Well, OnlyFans?
Because I've signed up for every single Drag Race girl's OnlyFans.
Really?
If a Drag Race girl has an OnlyFans, I subscribe to it.
I'll say, why is it forbidden? Why do you say forbidden?
No, I think OnlyFans, because it's dirty. OnlyFans is like the dirty place to have fun. But so I'm going to let you all know right now. This is just, okay, I'm not trying to bust nobody's bubbles and make nobody's whatever. These are the OnlyFans that are worth your, if you are looking for that OnlyFans material, you need to sign up for Tony Untucked, who is the Vixen, Aja, Dahlia Sin, or Sasha Bell. None of the other girls.
I thought you were about to say Sasha Bell. I'm like, is Sasha Bell slinging that ding-a-ling on OnlyFans, girl?
No, she's not. Every other Drag Race girl on OnlyFans is not given that quote unquote OnlyFans material. Now, Shea Coulee's OnlyFans is very clear that it's not that. Shea Coulee is like, just so y'all know, this is not a my asshole, my dick OnlyFans. That's not what this is. This is just behind the scenes shit. Also, her OnlyFans was free. And then one day I logged in and was like, you about to get charged $5? And I was like, the hell am I? And who else has OnlyFans that I? Oh yeah, I subscribe to Cardi B's OnlyFans.
Does she show stuff? She doesn't show stuff like that.
She doesn't, which is weird because Cardi B is butt naked in her music videos.
And WAP, her literal breasts were out.
Girl, what? Impress, her pussy is out.
But she's like, so, OnlyFans. This no, I just couldn't.
OnlyFans, she was like, I am a mother. I am a wife.
I am a pastor.
I am a youth pastor at the Bronx Tabernacle Baptist Church.
Can I tell you a secret, Bob?
What?
Jacob and I kind of planned this because when this episode comes out, I'm putting on my OnlyFans. So if you're listening to this, go and subscribe to my OnlyFans.
But is it going to be anything worth it?
Oh, you just have to wait and see.
Oh, I'm going to subscribe and I'm going to tell everybody whether or not it was worth it. Oh, I'm going in, honey. I'm going to tell everyone, don't even. There is no anus. There is no ding-a-ling. Not even
let me tell you something. She is snooched and gooched and cuddle-a-looched, and I am giving that OnlyFans content on tea.
I don't believe you. I honestly don't believe you.
We'll just have to wait when this episode comes out. You'll see.
I think you might. And I mean, you might post a picture of your butt from 20 feet across the room.
No.
Let me tell you right now. When you go on Aja's OnlyFans, she is busting it open, slobbering on dick.
Is she really?
Getting her back blown completely out. She is doing OnlyFans content. So my question, I'm going to ask you again. Will you be making OnlyFans content?
I will.
Will it be comparable to Aja's OnlyFans content?
What do you think Jeremy's over at Mitch's house for? We're shooting a scene after this is over. Hello.
You in Jersey, girl? You in Jersey?
I'm literally next. I am in Mitch's bedroom. I'm filming this in Mitch's bedroom.
Aja is posting content. Aja's like, I'm not fucking around with you hoes. This is me getting my back broke, walking funny for the year.
Well, you know, I mean, she better get on that Plastique, honey. Plastique is in the top 1% of TikTok, mama.
Also, Plastique's OnlyFans is like $1 million a month.
Yeah, it's like $25.
Girl, I signed up. I was like, I mean, this is mostly for research at this point, but there's I'm going to say this. Plastique, because I knew she wasn't posting news, but Plastique is kind of, okay, I don't want to spill Plastique's tea, but if you're looking for pictures of Plastique out of drag in the nude, you're not going to get it.
Got it.
That's what I will say.
Okay. Do you know who has a fucking fierce OnlyFans? A celebrity?
Who?
Safari.
Who is that?
Safari. The guy, Nicki Minaj.
Oh, is Nicki Minaj?
Bitch, his dick is... It goes as from sea to shining sea, girl.
Wait, also, his name is like,
I know that you're looking down at your phone, like but it looks like you're falling asleep. because you're looking down, you're like this. I'm like, is this bitch sleeping? What the fuck is she doing?
No, I'm looking, is it spelled Safari like the thing you do in Africa?
Oh, I don't know, girl. But you look like
I'm not sleeping.
You sleeping? Wake your ass up.
Well, you look down.
Okay, let's take a break so I can get Bob a cup of coffee so he can wake his ass up. All right, Safari, his dick is wild. Also, Tyga started OnlyFans.
Safari, though?
Girl, he's a rapper or whatever. He does not spell the traditional way. Who knows how he spells it? It's probably S A P H X Y R R I.
It's S A F A R E E. It is $20 a month. I'm about to pay $20 so I can let y'all know what's popping on Safari's OnlyFans. Let's see. All right. Brother, the trick is you have to subscribe and then quickly unsubscribe.
Because you'll forget.
Girl, you're paying $1 million a month. All right, let's look up. So, okay, right now it's literally a picture of Safari wearing a full jacket. And the only skin he's showing is from his neck up. He is complete. When I say covered, I mean he is completely covered. Like this is his church OnlyFans. His OnlyFans I send to my church members. Okay, this is like a print of his junk. This is another print, but it's like they're just prints. Girl, I don't see any junk in here.
He's showing it. I saw it.
But was it on his OnlyFans, though? Or are those just leaked nudes?
Maybe it was leaked.
Yeah, the girl, this OnlyFans, I just paid $20. Watch right now. This is what I've experienced in life. If you go onto a celebrity's OnlyFans 9 times out of 10, you're not going to get the goods.
This is true. This is true. But do you know Teen Wolf? The Teen Wolf star?
No.
Okay. You've seen Made in Manhattan, right? With Jennifer, yeah. Her son.
Yeah. Oh, her son in the movie. I was saying, not J-Lo's son.
Yeah, he's all grown up now. And bitch, she saw the OnlyFans. And mama, he did like a Q&A with me. And he's Tyler Posey. He, you know, he's on the spectrum, but he's talking about sucking dick on there. But, you know, everyone assumed that he was straight because that's maybe how he's presenting. I don't know. And he's talking about sucking dick, about getting...
On his OnlyFans?
Yeah, he did an ASA, Ask Me Anything on his OnlyFans. AMA, whatever it's called.
But did you actually see him doing this stuff?
No, but he did show his dick on there. Well, a bulge of his dick.
Let me tell you right now. This Safari OnlyFans is not worth it, mama. This is...
Started OnlyFans.
Okay, this is literally what I'm looking at now is like this much of his, like it shows like a little bit of his.
Can you show us? Show me. I want to see.
I don't want to spill this man's content for free. This is
Tyga starting one.
Who?
Tyga, Kylie Jenner's ex. Tyga, the rapper. Tyga.
It's not going to be the real thing. Don't buy it, y'all. I spent too much money. I've spent over $100 on OnlyFans at this point. And it's never the real thing. Also, I want to quickly talk, the last thing I'll talk about before we get out of here is this. Do you think that these celebrities, because me and Patty talked about this, because Patty has OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah. Patty and I have had extensive conversations about this. I know what you're going to say.
And he's like, if all these people are on OnlyFans, what happens is the sex workers build it up. And then these celebrities come like, we want to do it too, but they're not actually doing it. They're diluting. It's kind of like the girl from... What werewolf movie? Twilight. The Twilight girl did one. And then, but she didn't, she was like, I'm going to be naked. And then Bella Thorne did it. She was not naked. She said she was going to be naked. Or she insinuated that she'd be naked and she was not. And then everyone was like, bitch, I want my fucking money back. So then they had to do these massive refunds, which ended up hurting the company. And they're like, it's going to end up hurting it for sex workers to do their business over at OnlyFans.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a valid complaint. But also, I mean, I know OnlyFans is currently, obviously, a lot of porn on there. But allegedly, when it started, it was for people who have fans, whether how big or how small. This bitch is asleep. People who have fans, and whether how big or how small, to show content only their fans can see. And it quickly became a sex porn industry. But allegedly, when it started off, that's not what it was like about.
I mean, I don't know that. I don't know the history and the anthropology and of OnlyFans. But all I know is, you better bust it up on your fucking OnlyFans, or else you're a bad person.
Apparently, one of this is problematic. But one of your friends the OnlyFans, and apparently her content is fierce.
Who?
She's a Drag Race girl. Do you subscribe to hers?
I just told you I subscribed to all the Drag Race Girls content. Which one?
You didn't say her name, Ariel Versace.
Oh, she has OnlyFans? I have not subscribed to hers, but I'm going to.
Wow! Is it because, you know what, let me not go there because you know we're going to get you in trouble again, girl.
First of all, I have not said anything offensive. I think you've been completely inappropriate this entire time. And I am going to go subscribe. You have been. And I am going to go subscribe. I've subscribed to all the girls only because I'm like, who's really doing it? Who's full of shit out here in these streets?
We're apparently, Ariel Versace's up there busting the wide open her man, honey. They getting it in, girl.
You think so, really?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I mean, I don't subscribe to anyone's. I subscribe to like maybe my lifetime of OnlyFans, maybe four or five. Like really hot guys I was following on Instagram and they advertised. I was like, oh, bitch, click the link. I want to see. And then honestly, they never turned out to what I thought they were going to be.
So you don't support the dolls?
No, I don't want to see. I don't want to see my sisters unless there's someone I really hot that I want to see. But that's not happening.
Well, luckily for you, you won't be seeing most of that with almost any of them because most of them are just like, thanks for the $40, you dumb fuck. But I will say too, on the other hand, I will say that Plastic Tiara is putting what seems like a maximum amount of effort into her OnlyFans. Like these are really high quality photos and
yeah.
She really is getting them coin thottas.
Yeah. Oh girl, Plastic is making it rain on these hoes.
You want it wet, then you better make it rain.
Girl. And on that note, you guys should definitely subscribe to my OnlyFans. It's gonna be cute. And,
if you don't bust it open, it's problematic. I'm just saying that right now.
It's not problematic. Your OnlyFans is for what you want it to be. It's gonna be fans for only my fans. Also, when you have like really young fans, is that weird? Because all these kids follow you on Instagram and on Twitter, and when you're like, come to my OnlyFans, like that is probably so weird.
I think if Beyonce has young fans and Beyonce produces work that is explicitly sexy, it's okay to also make content for your adult fans. Like, because Beyonce has some content that is clearly not for kids. And she has some content that is obviously kid-friendly. And I think it's okay for Beyonce to create both those.
I think it's okay. I'm just saying that's weird.
I mean, you can't stop young people from liking you.
I know. It just, to me, I would feel so weird. Like, for example,
the kids do not like RuPaul.
For example, if Nina West started an OnlyFans where she's busting wide open, sticking fucking toes in her pussy, and she's advertising it on her Instagram and Twitter, that's fucking weird. She has like children's music. She has like, that's weird. That's weird.
Well, she also has adult content as well.
I know. There's this number of that she did in the UK. It's her dressed up as Tinkerbell. And first of all, Nina West had the wings, but the wings were upside down. So like the smaller wings were at the top and the big wings were at the bottom. She looked like a fucking dragonfly. And then so she had a number where she dressed up as Tinkerbell and Tinkerbell goes to a glory hole and a dick comes out and spurts her with like silly string, aka jizz. I was like, this is weird, girl.
Oh. But she's doing it. Was she doing it at an elementary school?
No, don't be crazy.
What's the problem?
It was a middle school. I'm kidding.
They don't call them elementary there. They call them primary. All right, yeah. Well, thank you all so much. Go to Money's OnlyFans. We'll see. We'll see. I'm sorry. This is me looking at Monet's OnlyFans.
You are so stupid. All right. Have a good night, Corona. All right, bye.